The judge in the action against Conor McGregor has been continuing his charge to the jury. Nikita Hand has taken the case against the MMA fighter and another man, James Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna. She alleges she was raped by the two in a Dublin hotel in December 2018. They both deny the claims. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us. Orla, the judge went through things the jury should consider. What did he say to them?
Well, he told them they should look at all the evidence and then see which bits they accept and which bits they reject and look at it all in totality. He said there may be things which aren't persuasive on their own, but they're more persuasive when looked at in the context of other evidence. When they're looking at witnesses, he said they should consider if a witness has an axe to grind or is holding something back. He urged them in particular to be careful about the evidence of Danielle Keeley, a friend of Nikita Hand's who was in the hotel room on the day in question, and of Mr. McGregor's security guard, Dennis Dazari. He said Ms. Keeley evidence about what happened was minimal, and Mr. Dazari only saw people clothed in the room and talking and sitting around in the room. He said the jury could not speculate about what these people might have said if they were more forthcoming, or if he said if they were put on the rack in the Tower of London. He said evidence such as CCTV footage or telephone records, that kind of evidence is more reliable because there's no axe to grind. He said the defence case was that Nikita Hand had to explain what had happened to her boyfriend, that she invented a story that she'd been raped and that she committed to that story and that her bruises were not caused by non-consensual sex. On the other hand, he said Ms. Hand claimed she was in bits when she disclosed what happened, that she didn't want to take the matter any further because of her fear of what would happen, and that was why she also deleted messages, and that she didn't want to hurt her boyfriend by telling the truth. Now, the judge said it may also have been embarrassing for Nikita Hand to admit that she went off with Conor McGregor, and he said the two things may be there in it. He asked the jury to consider if the fabrications to Ms. Hand's friend and to her boyfriend were just to explain a day on the tear with Conor McGregor, or instead was it all a jumble as a result of hitting the bottle. And he warned them not to speculate on evidence. He said speculation could turn an Inspector Poirot into an Inspector Clouseau who was an incompetent.
He also spoke about their verdict and about damages. What did he tell them?
Yes, he told them that their verdict must be one on which nine or more of them agreed. And this also means that if the jury, for example, found Mr. McGregor or Mr. Lawrence raped Ms. Hand, any juror who disagreed with that should not go on to decide damages. Now, he told them that if they found that Ms. Hand had been raped, then she was entitled to substantial and not nominal damages. He said rape was a very serious matter and rapes were devastating for victims who had to live with them for the rest of their lives. He said damages were awarded not only to take account of pain and suffering, but to acknowledge the wrong to the person, the anxiety they suffered, their right not to be sexually abused. He said aggravating damages should be awarded if there are aggravating features beyond the normal, a level of violence, a breach of trust, or the attitude of the perpetrator afterwards, including a refusal to apologise or an attack on the victim's character. For example, he said if they found that Conor McGregor had set out to concoct a lurid and degrading pornographic fantasy about Nikita Hand, that would merit aggravated damages if they got to that stage. And he said there was an extra level, another level of damages, punitive or exemplary damages. And these mark, he said, a particular disapproval by the jury of the defendant's conduct in all the circumstances. And he gave an example. He said if there was an attack on the victim's character by claiming she was a gold digger, or if the jury considered that the witnesses in the case got together to concoct a story, they could consider awarding punitive damages. But he said any award of damages must be just and proportionate. If they went for punitive damages, they must have a sound basis for doing so, and they couldn't go overboard.
At this stage, Orla, is the jury close to going out to consider a verdict?
It is, but it seems at the moment that might not happen today. Mr. Justice Owens is now going through all the evidence heard in the case and summarising it for the jury. Now, a juror has an appointment this afternoon, so he had said that he would let them go at 1:30, just about now. And in that case, it looks like the summing up of the evidence will continue tomorrow morning, and they will then go out and begin deliberating. They'll have to answer if they find on the balance of probabilities of Mr. McGregor raped Ms. Hand, and if James Lawrence raped Ms. Hand, and only then will they consider damages. But it looks like that will be tomorrow at the earliest.
Orla, thank you. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, at the High Court.